وجاء إخوة يوسف فدخلوا عليه فعرفهم وهم له منكرون.
And Joseph's brothers came to Egypt, peace be upon him, and presented themselves before him. He recognized them, but they did not know him, and presented themselves before him. Once again, the events of some 7 or 8 years have been skipped over, and the narration has been resumed from the point of describing the migration of the Israelites to Egypt.
وَلَمَّا جَهَّزَهُمْ بِجَهَازِهِمْ قَالَ أَتُونِي بِأَخٍ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَبِيكُمْ أَلَا تَرَوْنَ أَنِّي أُوفِي الْكَيْلَ وَأَنَا خَيْرُ الْمُنْزِلِينَ.
And when he had prepared for them their provisions, Joseph, peace be upon him, said, "Bring to me your other brother from your father. Do you not see that I give full measure and am most hospitable?"
فَإِن لَمْ تَأْتُونِي بِهِ فَلَا كَيْلَ لَكُمْ عِنْدِي وَلَا تَقْرَبُونَ.
And if you do not bring him to me, you shall have no corn from me, and do not even attempt to come close to me. It will be recalled that food rationing was in force in Egypt at that time, and each individual was entitled to a specified quantity of grain and no more. As we know, the 10 brothers had come with the purpose of obtaining grain, and would naturally have asked for a share on behalf of their father and their 11th brother. This presumably provided Joseph, peace be upon him, with grounds reasonable enough to make his point. He could possibly have accepted that there was a valid reason for their father not to come to Egypt, for he was old and blind, but there was no such reason in respect of their brother. Joseph, peace be upon him, might have said that trusting their word, he would permit them to receive the full supply of grain on this occasion, but if they failed to bring their stepbrother the next time, they would not be trusted any longer and would receive no grain at all.
قَالُوا سَنُرَاوِدُ عَنْهُ أَبَاهُ وَإِنَّا لَفَاعِلُونَ.
They said, "We will surely try to prevail over our father to send him. Be sure we shall do so."
وَقَالَ لِفِتْيَانِهِ جَعَلُوا بِضَاعَتَهُمْ فِي رِحَالِهِمْ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَعْرِفُونَهَا إِذَا انْقَلَبُوا إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهِمْ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ.
And Joseph, peace be upon him, said to his servants, "Put surreptitiously in their packs the goods they had given in exchange for corn." Joseph, peace be upon him, did so, expecting that they would find it when they returned home. Feeling grateful for this generosity, they might be inclined to return to him.
فَلَمَّا رَجَعُوا إِلَىٰ أَبِيهِمْ قَالُوا يَا أَبَانَا مُنِعَ مِنَّا الْكَيْلُ فَأَرْسِلْ مَعَنَا أَخَانَا نَكْتَلْ وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ.
When they returned to their father, they said, "Father, we have been denied further supply of corn. So send us with our brother, that we may bring the supplies. We shall be responsible for his protection."
قَالَ هَلْ آمَنُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ إِلَّا كَمَا أَمِنْتُكُمْ عَلَىٰ أَخِيهِ مِنْ قَبْلِ فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظًا وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ.
The father said, "Shall I trust you with regard to him as I had trusted you earlier with regard to his brother? Allah is the best protector and is the most merciful."
وَلَمَّا فَتَحُوا مَتَاعَهُمْ وَجَدُوا بِضَاعَتَهُمْ رُدَّتْ إِلَيْهِمْ قَالُوا يَا أَبَانَا ما نبغي هذه بضاعتنا ردت إلينا ونمير أهلنا ونحفظ أخانا ونزداد كيل بعير ذلك كيل يسير.
And when they opened their things, they found that their goods had been given back to them. Thereupon they cried, "Father, what else would we desire? Look, even our goods have been given back to us. So we shall go now and bring supplies for our family. We shall protect our brother and bring another camel load of corn. That additional supply will be easily secured."
قَالَ لَنْ أُرْسِلَهُ مَعَكُمْ حَتَّى تُؤْتُونِ مَوْثِقًا مِّنَ اللَّهِ لَتَأْتُنَّنِي بِهِ إِلَّا أَنْ يُحَاطَ بِكُمْ فَلَمَّا آتَوْهُ مَوْثِقَهُمْ قَالَ اللَّهُ عَلَى مَا نَقُولُ وَكِيلٌ.
Their father said, "I shall never send him with you until you give me a solemn promise in the name of Allah that you will bring him back to me, unless you yourselves are surrounded." Then, after they had given him their solemn promise, he said, "Allah watches over what we have said."
وَقَالَ يَا بَنِيَّ لَا تَدْخُلُوا مِنْ بَابٍ وَاحِدٍ وَادْخُلُوا مِنْ أَبْوَابٍ مُتَفَرِّقَةٍ وَمَا أُغْنِي عَنْكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ إِنِ الْحُكْمُ إِلَّا لِلَّهِ عليه توكلت وعليه فليتوكل المتوكلون.
And he enjoined them, "My sons, do not enter the city by one gate. Rather, enter it by different gates. I can be of no help to you against Allah. Allah's command alone prevails. In Him have I put my trust, and in Him should all those who have faith put their trust. My sons, do not enter the city by one gate." Jacob, peace be upon him, might have feared that if his sons entered in a group during a period of famine, they might be mistaken for wild tribesmen looking for loot and plunder.
وَلَمَّا دَخَلُوا مِنْ حَيْثُ أَمَرَهُمْ أَبُوهُمْ مَا كَانَ يُغْنِي عَنْهُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ إِلَّا حَاجَةً فِي نَفْسِ يَعْقُوبَ قَضَاهَا وَإِنَّهُ لَذُو عِلْمٍ لِمَا عَلَّمْنَاهُ وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ.
And it so happened that when they entered the city by many gates, as their father had directed them, this precautionary measure proved ineffective against Allah's will. There was an uneasiness in Jacob's soul, peace be upon him, which he so tried to remove. Surely, he was possessed of knowledge owing to the knowledge that we bestowed upon him. But most people do not know the truth of the matter.